What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of my podcast. It's been a minute since I was on here talking to you guys, but I'm back. It is now officially April. March was a very trying time for everyone with this whole coronavirus pandemic, this new term of social distancing and having to quarantine in the house. I started working from home last Tuesday, and looks like I'm going to be doing it for another month. So I just wanted to come on here and talk about remaining focused in the midst of everything that's happening around us. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to your goals. Don't lose sight of your goals. And don't beat yourself up and think that 2020 is over, even though a lot of people, a lot of my friends, I've been reading people's posts on social media saying that 2020 is canceled, but I don't agree with that. We're in a new quarter. Today is a new month, so I challenge you all to set new goals for yourself for the month of April. Try new hobbies. Do something different. Now that you have all this time on your hands, you can, you know, expand your horizon. Don't use this time. Don't be idle in this free time. You know, be vigilant and think of new ways to be creative and just, you know, don't bullshit. At the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to say is just don't bullshit this time that you have. So, yes, the title of this podcast is Stay Focused, New Month, New Goals. So, for me, I've been just trying to have a positive mindset throughout this whole craziness that's happening in the world. Just take a different perspective on things. Now, I'm realizing that working from home isn't so bad. I actually enjoy it. I have a schedule in place. I wake up in the morning, I drink my tea, I have my meditation time, and I talk to the Lord in the morning and before I start getting busy with work. And then I take a mental break, I go take a walk or just sit outside, get some sunlight, and then I get back to it, and then my day is over. And I'm like, wow, you know, I got everything I had to get done, you know, at the house. Last night, I had my very first virtual classroom meeting because I'm in grad school right now, and of course it was awkward, it was different, it was weird, but who knows, this may be our new norm, and I'm okay with that. It wasn't awful, it wasn't terrible, and I enjoyed it. So, you know, I'm just trying to find the silver lining in all of this and just remain positive and just look at things from a different perspective. Also, I was kind of bummed. My gym is closed until May 30th, but I'm not going to let that stop me with my health goals and my, you know, my health journey. So I've been working out at home, doing at-home workouts, like watching YouTube workout tutorials, or I'll just go take a walk or, you know, run outside, have like outdoor workouts. It's not all bad. Like, you have to just find the purpose in why, you know, this is happening. Don't just let it get the best of you. You know what I mean? Still try to make changes where changes need to be made. And you have to realize that the whole world is going through this. You know, you're not alone in this craziness that's happening right now. That's the only way I can describe it. It's just craziness. I've never seen anything like this in all the 25 years that I've been on this earth. It's bananas. Like, no one knows really how to cope with it, but I'm just wanting to come on and give you guys some encouragement and ways to navigate through these changes. So yeah, I hope everyone's staying safe. I hope you are taking care of yourself and just being cautious and everything. But I'm excited. I'm glad that April is finally here. I felt like March was such a long and trying month. But yeah, I'm really excited that it's a new month and it's time to refocus your energy. Look back over those goals that you set for yourself back in January for this year. Make sure you are setting deadlines for yourself. For example, I want to get back into my online business. I kind of just let it fall by the wayside. Didn't really put much energy into it like I should have. But now I've given myself deadlines to meet as far as, you know, promoting my brand and working on my Instagram, the aesthetic, and, you know, just being active on social media and just trying to get, you know, build some hype behind the relaunching of my website, which I'm super, super excited about, because now that I'm working at home, you know, with my 9-to-5, I was like, you know, I can definitely see myself being a full-time entrepreneur and just focusing solely on my businesses, you know, instead of working for someone else. It's really, really cool. It's not for everybody. Some people prefer to, you know, go to a job and, you know, not work from home. But I'm noticing, and maybe, you know, this pandemic was an eye-opener for me to see that, you know, working from home is doable. I can do it. It's not something that I can't see myself doing. So that's pretty cool. I learned that about myself. And yeah, so that's one of my goals for this month, is to be actively working on relaunching my website. It's just been a lot for me, because like I do everything. I have to come up with the marketing campaigns, the graphics for it, the, you know, photo shoots of the products and everything like that. It's just been mind-boggling trying to do all of that myself. But, you know, in time it will all work itself out, and then, you know, eventually when things pick up, I'll of course, you know, build a team that I can trust to help me pursue my dream, you know. So I'm really excited about that. Fashion is something I've always been passionate about since I was younger, and I don't want to lose sight of it, you know, being caught up in my 9-to-5 life, that I don't water my dream. And, you know, it takes time. I'm not expecting, you know, to have sales immediately, but in time, once I get my brand out there and get it recognized by people, and, you know, actually build a target audience and build my customer base, and, you know, things will look up for me. So yeah, I just wanted to encourage you guys during this uncharted, unimaginable time that we're living in right now. We're living in some really weird times, but I encourage you all to seize the day and just take it one day at a time. I'm sure life will be back to normal in no time, and I cannot wait. I will definitely be at all the parties, all the backyard gatherings. I can't wait to go out and have dinner. That's really hurting me the most, is not being able to go and have dinner, because that was my form of entertainment for me. I liked going out to eat, and now that I can't do that, you know, I've just been chefing it up. Actually, I just got back from the grocery store, went to pick up a few items so I can cook, and that's another thing I'm embracing, is helping me come up with new dishes and just perfecting my cooking skills. I'm also working on my baking skills, so it's not all bad, guys. It's not all bad. I know that we've been stripped from having to do our normal activities, but that's okay. You just have to learn how to adapt, embrace change, welcome change, and, you know, just look for the good in everything, okay? Don't be a Debbie Downer, and, you know, because you can't control it, so you might as well just adapt. So that's my message for you on this blessed Wednesday. I hope that you take some time today to reevaluate your goals that you had set for yourself for this year. And I also encourage you to, well, you know, for the retail in me, being that, you know, I worked in retail for quite some time, they would break down their goals as far as, you know, revenue and things like that by quarters. So I now look at my own personal life in quarters. So this is the start of the second quarter of the year. And if you're not familiar with quarters, that's just, you know, breaking down the year by every 3 months. So we're now entering into the second quarter. So that's April, May, and June. So take some time today. Write down three goals for March. Write down three goals for May, three goals for April, three goals for June. And just work on that. And, you know, it'll also take your mind off of the fact that we're going through this virus craziness, and it just keeps you grounded and focused on what it is that you want to do during this time while you have this extra time. And those of you who are essential workers and things hasn't really changed drastically in your day-to-day life, I commend you, I support you, and I want to say thank you for being diligent and still going to work every day. Just continue to protect yourself, and continue to just pray for the world. You know, take some time out of your day and just send a prayer for those that are infected, family members who have, people who have family members that are infected or who may have lost a loved one during this time due to this virus. Just send up a prayer for them during this time, because they need it. This is crazy, you know, just having this come upon us all of a sudden. But when you're given lemons, make lemonade. So, that's all I wanted to talk about on today. Just make sure you guys are remaining positive, working out, drinking your water, and just staying focused, man, during this time. That's all I can say. Just don't lose sight of your goals, and don't let what happened in these past weeks deter you from thinking that 2020 is your year. It's not your year. It's definitely your year still. You can still make the best of it. So until next time, stay blessed, stay positive, and I will talk to you guys on my next episode. Bye, guys.